Hi, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. They always say absence makes the heart grow fonder. Man, we're missing a lot of high school sports as we wait for this pandemic to get behind us and move forward with high school sports. I was thinking about our friends, especially over this holiday season when we talk about interscholastic athletics, and our good friend Ryan Winkler is the boys basketball coach of the Erie Prophetstown Co-op, and then, of course, their wrestling program. They host a great holiday wrestling tournament pre-Christmas, and then right after Christmas, you have the big Erie Workins Cardinal Classic basketball tournament. Ryan Winkler, how are we going to, you know, get over not having something like that this year? Going to be pretty strange. I know we dealt with it a lot over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things when we talked a little bit earlier, you know, it was just it's hard to kind of imagine it not being a part of just our holiday plans. I know for our family especially, my sister comes down from Michigan and they're like, wait, like you're going to be around after Christmas. And so it's just, it's one of those things where it's really, really hard to kind of wrap your head around something that I hope, you know, our tournament is something that people look forward to, that they want to come and be a part of, you know, just kind of as part of, you know, your Christmas tradition with your families. And for as long as we've been around, you know, that's been that way for a lot of people. So saying it's kind of weird, our gym basically, you know, gets shut down for about 10 days, you know, the week heading into Christmas. A lot of times there's one or two wrestling tournaments before the big wrestling holiday, so the gym shut down and the mats stay down until that wrestling tournament's over, and then, you know, we hop in with the workings after that. So definitely going to be a lot different heading into this holiday season.
How sad are you knowing that that's not going to happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, this is just, it's a different time, but I just know how much it means to our communities. And I think that's the thing that I feel the worst about with everything, is just how much pride, you know, Erie has taken in both of these tournaments for a really, really long time. And then we've worked really, really hard, you know, to build very quality tournaments where we have some really quality teams and quality coaches and communities that are coming into Erie every year. The competition is great. Prophetstown, you know, since we've co-op 2 years ago, has that same feeling now, you know, that we're sharing gyms. And so I feel really bad for our communities. Obviously, I feel bad for our players who are just are missing this opportunity tremendously. I mean, it's basketball from 9 o'clock in the morning until, you know, 9 o'clock at night for 4 days, and so it's definitely going to be something that's going to be hard to adjust to. At the same time, you know, this is an opportunity, you know, to still spend a lot of time with our family and probably not our friends this year. But, you know, I am looking forward to that, being able to spend some time with my nieces and nephews and my sister, you know, and my parents over the holidays.
Right. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, too, you know, the economic shot in the arm that the community and the school district loses by, you know, you don't make a king's ransom, I get that, but, you know, the community, from a basketball tournament standpoint, you have a lot of people traveling in town for, you know, 4 days for the basketball tournament, then the one weekend for the wrestling tournament, and then, you know, the school loses the gate from not having that. So, you know, it's kind of a double whammy in terms of that. And I know that's one big concern when we talk about interscholastic athletics, you know, in these booster clubs and just athletic budgets not having gate revenues as we go on. You know, it's a concern too when you lose that, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And it's one of those things that a lot of people, I don't think, really understand. Like, but what you bring up is a great point. And we see it at college athletics as well, you know, with football, you know, not having the revenue for the home games and different things. But for us, and whether you want to, I don't want to say admit it or not, but the money that we bring in from the Workins tournament pays for a lot of the track meets, you know, that we host, helps pay for officials for baseball, softball, for cross country, you know, the fees that we need to pay for. There's just a lot of sports that are non-revenue sports, football and basketball, you know, mainly provide a lot of that cushion to be able to host these great invitationals that we're very, very proud of in the other sports, you know, in our Panther community. And our booster club is continuing to meet, and we're selling, you know, some different apparel and different things. But, I mean, they've already said, don't be expecting any money, like, this summer at all, which we still, thankfully, you know, did not use much of it from the summer before, but it is. It's one of those things that a lot of people just don't really take into consideration or understand how much these tournaments really mean to our community. For example, you know, we have the Legends Uptown just got bought by a family in our town. It's one of our local bars, and so they just bought it a few months ago and have redone it, and, you know, that would have been a huge hit for them. We just have a new bakery that has been started in Erie, and we have another restaurant that just started, you know, all within the last 3 months. It would have been tremendous, you know, to get a lot of people in our community and see these amazing new businesses and what they're offering. So you're right. It's not just what our students and our schools missing out on, but once again, overall, just what our community, you know, is going to be missing and how important it is for all of them.
And then, you know, looking at the pandemic, you know, I think we all realize and all agree it's a real thing, and we need to get it behind us. And I know there's been like this really volatile debate about this and about the mitigations. But, you know, I think we're to a point where, you know, the there is a balance you need to find about how kids can get back playing, and then how you can also mitigate this pandemic. And that's the big issue in Illinois, trying to figure that out, you know, and I'm not smart enough to figure that out. But, you know, I err on the side of caution, and I understand both sides. I really do. But I do, and I've told a lot of coaches this, after Christmas, that's when I'm really worried about the kids. Because I've said this, you know, numerous times, that leading up to Christmas, there's a lot of excitement for the kids, you know, just with the holiday in general. And then it's tough to kind of get rolling again, regardless if there's a pandemic or not, out of the Christmas break. So when there's absolutely nothing to look forward to out of the Christmas break with, you know, no extracurricular activities going on, and by that I'm talking about more than just sports here, people. I'm talking about everything. You know, that's what I really worry about. How worried are you about that? Is it noticeable? You know, seeing the kids as this thing has gone on since last March.
Well, absolutely. I work in I'm one of our school counselors, and, you know, just looking at our academic deficiency list, it's taken a huge toll on a lot of our kids and a lot of athletes, a lot of non-athletes. You know, it's definitely been very, very difficult for a lot of these individuals to stay motivated because, let's be honest, for a lot of them, school is not their most important part. It's the, you know, socialization. It's the sports. We're able as coaches and as school counselors to use their love of these extracurriculars to stress the importance of coming to school and being in the classroom and organizing your time well. Well, our kids are not able to do that when there's nothing for them to organize their time for. So I agree with you, Jim. I had one of my basketball players reach out to me a couple nights ago. It was the night of the Illinois game, Illinois-Duke game and Iowa, North Carolina. And, you know, he was watching the game and he reached out and said, like, I'm really struggling. Like, he's been quarantined for a little bit because of some sickness, you know, that's going around. So all of his friends are at school. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we are very aware of. As a coaching staff, we're trying to be proactive in how to keep those lines of communication open, how to be there for our student athletes. But it's not the same, you know, looking at a computer screen or, you know, a cell phone screen compared to the real thing of being there. When we had the opportunity, you know, for our contact days, it was amazing to see how our athletes responded. Just their attitudes, how they're excited about being in the gym. Obviously, we're basically shooting and dribbling. Like, we weren't even be able to run any offense or defense. They didn't care. Like, they were around guys and they were joking. We were having fun. It was just, it's one of those things where being around athletics for as long as we've been around athletics, sometimes you take it for granted. And I think our athletes understand and appreciate what this does, not only for them, but for our community, for our school, for everybody. So I agree, Jim. It's they call it the dog days of winners for a reason, you know, end of January, beginning of February. And without having anything to look forward to, if that's the case, it's going to be really, really difficult for a lot of our kids.
Yeah, I think no question about that. Dog days of winter. You know, too, the other thing, and I don't know if this, if you can gauge this or you know, it adds to the situation for the mindset of the youth, of the student athlete, with, you know, the neighboring states where they've been allowed to play. Now, I know some mitigations have been put in place, but, you know, they've had football in Iowa. They're playing high school basketball. Does that add to the burden here in Illinois in terms of what you deal with from that mental component from the student athlete that says, I just don't understand how they can play over there, but we can't play here? Have you had to have those discussions where you talk about the different emotions, and it's not just kids being sad, but it's kids being mad and angry too, and their parents being mad and angry too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we have had those conversations, and basically what it's come down to is, you know, from my background, is like, let's talk about it. Like, it's okay to be angry. I think sometimes we're like, well, you shouldn't be mad. Like, no, it's okay to be mad, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to miss out, to feel like you're missing out on these things. But ultimately, it comes back to then, like, so what do we have control over? Well, we don't have control over the overall decisions on what we can or cannot do, but we do have control over, okay, we had contact days, so we're able to use those. Like, we don't have contact days, so what can we do, like, to still try, you know, to keep that connection, to keep moving forward, to put ourselves in a better spot? And I think that's a conversation that's really difficult to have with teenage kids when they, like, I got 4 years. and it's easy for you as an adult to say, well, what can we can control? And you know, it's going to be okay in the end, but I've missed... Take it for example. Last year, you know, Clayton Johnson, our star center, you know, missed out on his senior baseball year before he went to the University of Illinois this year to try to be a pitcher. Like, he can never get that back. And so I think we have to be very careful just to say it is what it is, and you just have to deal with it. Well, that's true to a point. But at the same time, it's okay for our kids to feel all these different emotions. And then how are we going to walk them through about where we're at and then hopefully where we're going to go? I think that's the most frustrating thing for me and for a lot of people, is there doesn't seem like there's a plan to get, you know, to the end line. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing, I think, for our kids especially, is I don't know how many times I said, well, there's a meeting with IHSA, and we'll let you know after that. Well, there's a meeting with the governor, we'll let you know after that. Instead of, here's the specific plan that's been laid out by all of the stakeholders, and this is how we're going to get to the end line. And so this is what we need to do to get there. And I think that's been the most frustrating part, you know, not only for us coaches, but I think for parents, and I know especially for our athletes.
As they say, you know, as this has gone on, I tell people there's a meeting about the meeting. but anyway, and I'm glad you're honest about it. And as we wrap up here, I've taken enough of your time, and, you know, I'm bummed that we're not having this tournament at Erie, and we missed out on Orion. And I know Erie's wrestling tournament is such a big deal. So you talked about the emotions from the kid's standpoint. You said, hey, it's okay to be mad or angry or sad. Is it okay for you to be mad and angry and sad? You have emotions in all this too, right?
Absolutely. And I'm not, I mean, I would be not telling the truth if I said that, like, just everything's fine. Like, it's not. But at the same time, I do know certain individuals that have been from our town that are still on ventilators, and their families are going through really, really difficult times, you know, over the holidays. can let my personal feelings get in the way of things, but at the same time, then how I feel is I'm not being the best for my kids and for our athletes and for our basketball players. So absolutely, I've been frustrated and disappointed and frankly, at times depressed, because I just know how much being around everybody helps everybody else out. But then at the same time, I can do that privately, but then when I'm around the guys, it's okay. Like, once again, here's what we can control, and here's how we're going to navigate through this. So I think, Jim, you're 100% right that it's okay at times for us as well to be frustrated and disappointed. But ultimately, you know, what are we doing, hopefully, within our program so that whenever we get that chance, we are going to be ready to hit the ground running and, once again, be the best for our student-athletes that we possibly can be. And that's kind of how I've tried to approach this whole thing.
All right. And I just have an idea for you, and I know I'm running out of time because I'm recording this to tell our – here's some inside baseball for our listening audience. I'm recording this, and I got Western Illinois Today News to do it at noon today. So, but my last thing, you know what? One of the things I'd like you to do, and I would participate in this too, is send out a Zoom or Microsoft Teams invite to all the coaches, all right, in whatever day you pick of the Workins Cardinal Classic, whether it be the traditional first day, second day, third day, or the final day on that Saturday. You pick out a, you send out an invite, like I said, Zoom or Microsoft Teams, okay? You follow me, and we do it at the same time. And everybody has to get on the Zoom call or the Microsoft Teams call, and they all have to get out their favorite Christmas sweater, ugly Christmas sweater, and they need to wear it in honor of not having a tournament. And then you need to screenshot it, and we send it out, and that serves as kind of therapy or doing something like that. So you work on that. I'll participate because I love the ugly Christmas sweater you always wear. One of the days of the tournament, I get out my Fighting Illini ugly Christmas sweater, and I know Jeff Parsons, because he gets paid so much money over at Weathersfield, he has like 15 of them. So he has a lot of them he can get out and wear. So well, let's do that. Do something like that, okay? So you do that.
I think it's a great idea. Like, we could even open up the public, you know, get a vote going, see who wins the ugly Christmas sweater contest for the year. I like that, Jim.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to miss you, man, over the holidays. The Erie Workins Cardinal Classic is one of my most favorites. And hug everybody that works. Well, I guess you can't do that. What the elbow thing, you can do that to them. Or imaginary high fives. Do that to all the people that work in that great hospitality room over there. And Merry Christmas to the Winkler family.
Absolutely. You too, Jim. Thank you for all you do for not only us, but for all the athletes in the in our communities. And we're definitely going to miss you, but we're going to be back bigger and better next year. So we're super excited.
All right. I can't wait. That's Ryan Winkler. He joins us on WRMJ.